We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
We are days away from Dreamforce, and we are excited to showcase some of the amazing swag that you get to pick up at the conference. And I'm here with the masters of swag, Trista Myers and Abby Artis, to show you some sneak peeks. Thank you both so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Marissa. My name is Trista. I'm a senior manager on the Dreamforce production team, which is the team that works all year long to bring Dreamforce to life. This will be my fourth Dreamforce and my fourth year working on the Dream Store.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Abby.
Yeah, I'm Abby Artis, and I'm a manager on the Dreamforce production team as well. Trista and I partner on all the fun swag that we are about to show and tell, but this is my third Dreamforce, and prior to being internal here at Salesforce, I was behind the scenes on the Dreamboat, which some of you may remember. That's an exciting experience.
It was awesome. Well, I'm so excited to showcase all the great things that people get to walk away with after Dreamforce. So again, we always say that Dreamforce is year-round, and this is one of those elements that people get to go back to their homes with and really take with them. So first of all, I'd like to start with the fact that this stuff doesn't just show up at Dreamforce. What is the process to really make all this swag happen?
Yeah, creating the swag for the Dream Store is a total labor of love. We start working on the items in early spring, around April, and we work with our vendors and our creative team and really try and bring the spirit of Dreamforce and the creativity to life. We go through several creative iterations, starting with about 100 items, and we narrow it down to what ends up in the store, which is about 60 or 70 items. We also take feedback from previous years. So if you've ever been to the store and stopped one of the sales reps and told them that you'd really like to see something in the store next year, we take notes on that and try and bring things that people really want. And then we also think about the time of year that Dreamforce is in, because weather in September can be a lot different than November. We want to make sure that people are warm or can switch to something cool if they pack too warm.
Awesome. All right. So where is the Dream Store at Dreamforce? How do we find all this amazing swag?
Yeah, so in Moscone West on level 2, the Dreamforce will be there. It's open every single day starting at 8 in the morning. And if you were at Dreamforce last year, you'll remember this is the same location.
Awesome. So 8 a.m., we get there, we can get all of our swag first day. We don't want anything to sell out.
That's true.
Awesome. All right, so let's start from the beginning. Let's start with, what do we have going on? What are the key elements that we need to be checking out and getting ready to purchase?
Yeah, definitely. So we've got some great merchandise. Apparel, obviously, is usually the biggest hit. We've got some really fun designs bringing in Trailhead and Dreamforce National Park. For those veterans or employees who have worked on Dreamforce, we've got this Dream Team League t-shirt.
1999, the year that Salesforce was founded.
Yes. That is a fun Easter egg for people who know that fact. And then for all those people who'll be blazing their trail all week at Dreamforce, this super soft shirt just lets everyone know about your time at Dreamforce.
So you can get these for your friends, for yourself, for your family, but we're unlikely to have any of our very young children with us at Dreamforce. So what do we bring away for them so they can enjoy that experience?
Yes. So for those of you who have little kids at home and want to bring a souvenir back from Dreamforce National Park, we have these adorable little trailblazer onesies with an also Easter egg on the back with Astro's tail.
Oh, adorable.
Yes, so cute. We also have some other fun items. We have a camera shield for your computer privacy that is Salesforce branded. We have an awesome water bottle that is in addition to the water bottles we will be giving out with the backpacks. And then lastly, we have a really fun bottle opener that will hang on your wall with the Dreamforce National Park branding.
That is great. I know that so many offices could really use one of those in there. That'll be a great way to get people next to your desk starting a conversation. All right, but then if we want to bring our lunch to school every day, Trista,
yes,
show me.
We really got to be a little creative and fun with this cute neoprene lunch bag that has all the Salesforce mascots on them, as well as a little bit of our Aloha vibe. So great for you to bring your lunch to work in, or a great kids item for their lunches.
I use that kind of lunchbox every day to go to work, and it really keeps everything fresh. Legitimately, I do. And I think I need to upgrade to something with some mascots.
Yeah.
It's my time. All right. So these are not the only items that we're going to be seeing in the Dream Store. Tell me a little bit more about what we're going to be seeing.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we'll have about 60 items in the store. One of my favorite items that we're going to have for sale is the Dreamforce sweatpants. And these are an item that were such a big hit last year. We're bringing them back. They're alternative apparel, super soft, and will keep you cozy for when you are traveling back from Dreamforce.
And hey, I might even be wearing them underneath the table right now. You'll never know.
Yeah. In addition to that, we also will have some hoodies and jackets, some that sold really well last year, and some new additions this year, so that will keep you warm at DreamFest.
Awesome. So what else can we put on our desk when we get back?
Sure. We have some awesome desk accessories. We have phone chargers, mugs, notepads, and even an Astro mouse pad.
Ooh, always just clicking with that Astro. So as with everything at Dreamforce, we really do embed giving into this. Tell me about the first way that we are giving back in the Dream Store.
Sure. So one special edition that we have this year is with the Giving Key. So we've created a custom key necklace that has the word Dream on it. And the Giving Key is an organization that helps those who are affected by homelessness. So it's a great way to buy a necklace, it's super cute, and give back to the homeless community.
That's wonderful. And I know that it says Dream on it, which is
correct.
Just, you know, a little reminder of where you got that and where you gave back. But wait, that's not all. We're still giving.
Yeah, we sure are. So with the Dreamforce National Park vibe, we are also giving back to the National Parks Foundation. So you can visit the Dream Store to give a donation there. And we also have a special program this year, so you can round up to the nearest dollar all of your merchandise purchases. And those few cents that you round up there will also go back to the National Parks Foundation.
That's amazing. That's a really easy way to give back.
Yeah.
So another thing that we're doing is we're really celebrating our speakers at Dreamforce. And so it's not just all this amazing swag, but we have some literary content as well.
Yeah. So about half of the Dream Store actually stocks books. For those of you who've been before, you know this. We stock books from all of our keynote speakers, all of our great minds that come to Dreamforce, as well as a lot of industry-specific publication so that as you're learning at Dreamforce, you can take some of that learning home with you and help continue on your Salesforce journey.
That's wonderful. So not all of the swag is going to be in the Dream Store. Tell me about Flair.
Yes, so Dreamforce Flair buttons are back. Those of you who were at Dreamforce last year will remember these. These are buttons that we have all around campus. And so as you're journeying through Quest, making your way to all of the great keynotes and breakouts that you are visiting, you'll be able to pick up these buttons and show everyone where you've been.
We have about 70 buttons, 70 different varieties, all over the campground, lodges, zones. So make sure you collect them all. It's an awesome way to trade with other colleagues or other attendees. We would love to see your backpack decked out with all of the buttons.
And in addition to decorating your backpack or your shirts or your lanyards, we're also going to be selling these little pennant flags with the mascots on them in the Dream Store, so you can have a really good place to show off your flair.
Awesome. And I know that we, even in our Dreamoji app, we have a bunch of the flair that you can share so you can eye some of your favorites. But there are some special ones that you can't get anywhere but on the ground at Dreamforce. So that's really exciting. And I can't wait to see those and unlock those at Dreamforce. All right. So we have talked a lot about this giving quest at Dreamforce. How does that fit into the swag, Abby?
Yeah, so if you complete your quest while you're on site, not only do you unlock $50 to one of our great organizations, but you get the option to choose from one of three swag options. The first option is a Dreamforce Astro. How cute.
Astro is so cute.
The second option is a super cool keychain Astro wearing an adorable backpack, as well as an accessory pouch, which used to be a Dreamforce banner. So we've upcycled it into an accessory pouch, which is a really great story for our sustainability goals. And then lastly, we have a laptop sleeve with Blazer Trail.
That's great. All such useful items.
We love them.
Well, thank you both so much. The swag is amazing. And I just want to remind everyone to keep a portion of your suitcase empty so you can fill it up with some of these great things. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.